Compass FM with Steph. But in the studio today, we welcome back into Compass FM a nice warm welcome to Amy Pawson from Hope Community Trust. She's comms and marketing. Morena, how are you, Amy?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks, Steph, for having me.
Nice to have you back in the studio. And what has been a bit of a chilly start to the day, wasn't it?
Oh, it is, but it's a gorgeous day now. Look at
that. We're all nice thawing. We're all thawing out, I reckon. Hey, so what has Hope Community Trust been up to lately?
Yeah, we've been pretty busy at the Hope Community Trust. Just a few different projects that we've been running. One of them, we've just had a workshop in the garden last month, which was really good turnout on how to prune your fruit trees. So we're doing these monthly workshops just to give people tips and tricks and different things that you can do in your garden. We've also we had some volunteers go to the Volunteer Cannery Awards, and we received a award for volunteer recognition for our community choir group. So our community choir is a weekly meal that we held, and we've got a core group of lovely volunteers that every week help set up and help cook meals, and so they're fantastic, and so they got a recognition award, which is lovely for them
fantastic.
To receive.
Congratulations. And lots of hard work and passion given there as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So part of Volunteer Week, which is we also had a volunteer morning tea just to thank our volunteers. I think that's always really extremely important, especially when we rely so heavily on volunteers at the Hope Community Trust. That was really lovely. We've also in the community garden, we've had over the school holidays, had a teddy bears scavenger hunt, which has been fantastic to see all the kids running around trying to find all the hidden teddy bears in the garden. So yeah, it's just been busy with everyday stuff that we do, and also all these extra things that we've been putting on in the trust as well.
I can imagine the kids would want to take some of those teddy bears home, Amy.
Yes, you're actually very lucky. We got donated 10 teddy bears from Stadium Cars. They're little Jack teddy bears, so they could enter in the draw to win one of those, and so some 10 lucky little kids will get a phone call this week from me.
Oh, that is so exciting, and I bet they can't wait.
Oh, absolutely. They're nice and soft and lovely.
Oh, that is really nice. And the other plus side, of course, is you've got the Hope Op Shop at the front too, as well. So then look, is there teddy bears in there maybe, and clothing and all sorts of stuff?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff in there. So it's always great to go have a wee look around. We get new stuff in every day, and there's always lots of clothing. We have a Dollar Woman's sale rack, and so if you discuss lovely volunteers, where our Dollar Woman's sale rack is in the shop. But we also have lots of kids' clothing, toys, books, and men's clothing as well. Lots of shoes and lots of accessories as well. So, and as well as your hardware, your kitchenware stuff, and china,
teaspoons. We always run out of teaspoons. We seem to eat them. I don't know where they go. And forks. So that's the good part is you're also stopping this going into waste, into landfill as well too, and getting yourself some nice teaspoon set.
Absolutely. And if you always want to donate, we're always taking option for donations as well.
Perfect. Hey, what time's the op shop open to? Like, can we pop in after school?
Yes. So our op shop is open every day, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 3:30. So you can always pick the kids up and have a wee look around after school. Otherwise, have a wee muddle around before you pick the kids up from school, or just come on down through the day. There's a wee coffee caravan at the front. So if you want to come along, make a day, make a morning of it, go have a look through the op shop, have a coffee. There's a beautiful garden that you can sit in just beside the op shop, and it's always great too.
It's a lovely place, the Hope Community Trust. What you guys have down there is so cool. You help in many ways throughout the community. Can you tell us about your fruit and veggie boxes?
Yeah, so one of the things that we provide is really affordable fruit and vegetables. So recently we just changed suppliers just to cut out some of the freight costs to make it more reasonably priced for our people in the community. So we have two fruit and veggie box options, $15 box and a $20 box, and they're all really great value and loaded with fresh fruit and veggies. And if you're interested in finding out how to get nice seasonal fruit and veggies, just give us a call, or you can email us and sort out how to get hold of a fruit and veggie box.
Oh, I love the sound of that. And and you not only supply fruit and veggies that you can purchase, but you help in many other ways for the community. What are some of the other services that you provide for the North Canterbury community?
So we have a counselling centre down at our, the Hope Trust. And we've got affordable counselling for people in the community that need it. We also have weekly Kai meals. So it's Community Kai Wednesday nights. So it's a gold coin donation for a two-course meal. So that's at the Ringier Baptist Church. Wednesday nights from 5:45 p.m. and anyone's welcome to come along. We also have a food bank, food support services. So if you're needing a food parcel, we offer that as well, as well as just the beautiful community gardens that you come along and have a stroll through. And yeah, so we've got lots of different options here.
It really is such a welcoming and a lovely place, the Hope Community Trust, what you guys do there. So you've mentioned some of those support options. Can we just, what's your website? Is the website the best way to get hold of Hope Community Trust, or is it Facebook, or what's the best way?
Yeah, well, either way, we've got our website, which is www.thehopecommunitytrust.org, or you can contact us on 03928 3066. But we also have the Hope Community Facebook page and the Hope Community Garden and Op Shop Facebook pages too. So all of those have lots of information on there about us and can get a hold of us. And we also have a workshop coming up in the garden next month in August, and that's on how to compost and how to make worm farms, and that's going to be fantastic. That's with a partnership with Eco Educate.
With Leslie, so, yep, yes, the wonderful Leslie and her team. Yep.
So Thursday the 3rd of August at 10:30, we have another workshop. So yeah, definitely come if you wanting to know more about us, get in contact, because we love to hear from you and love to hear how we can help you in the community.
So good. Hey, on that workshop, Amy, if you get lots of people who are interested in that workshop during the week, some people are working during those times, would there be the possibility down the track to do a weekend workshop if there's enough interest?
Oh, definitely. We're actually looking at some options for some other workshops. We had such a really good response to our fruit pruning workshop that we might be looking at holding another one. And definitely, you know, looking the Saturday morning is a different option as well. So just keep an eye on our Facebook page, because we put our updates up on there.
Wonderful. Easy peasy. Hey, thank you so much. That's Amy Pawson from Hope Community Trust. Thanks for coming into Compass FM, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you very much.
Compass FM. FM. FM.